The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 1, Poem 8, Meeting with Elizabeth, Magnificat. Much troubled was the maid, full of high hope and diffident fear, nor might she tell her mind to kin or neighbor, least of all to him, her betrothed husband. So, with bold resolve, she would go forth to seek among the hills of southward Judah for Elizabeth. The friendly seraph, sure, had meant that she might ease her bosom in her kinswoman's arms. Little she recked of distance, lonely ways, of days of travel, footsore and distressed, and nights of little ease. Mary made slow way to the hill city, Hebron, where she dwelt to reach whom all this travail. Entering the house of Zacharias, with sisterly salute, Elizabeth she greeted. At her word, tumult of welcome whelmed the poor maid, lonely and travel-worn. When Elizabeth heard her cousin's salutation, in her womb upleaped the babe, and, full of the Holy Ghost, with a loud cry she lifted up her voice. Thou blessed amongst women, whence is this that the mother of my Lord should come to me? No sooner had the babe I bear thy voice heard, me saluting, than he leaped for joy. Then, filled with the Spirit of God, she blessed the maid. To her who could believe shall be fulfilled the whole of God's high counsels. And Mary said, My soul rejoiceth in the Lord, my spirit triumphs in his word. He looked upon my low estate, and looking made his handmaid great. To God my Savior be the praise, who lowliest men doth highest raise. Henceforth the generations shall name me for blessed, one and all. He that is mighty hath to me done great things, low though my degree. His mercy is for ever sure, while tribes and nations shall endure. Holy his name, and full of grace to them that fear and seek his face. His arm with ready strength is found to cast the high ones to the ground, scatter the proud, the meek upraise, and nourish all their sheltered days. The rich go empty, and the poor, filled with good things, shall leave his door. Princes from thrones he putteth down to raise those meek who be his own. To his servant Israel brought he aid, the promise he of old hath made. That mercy should remembered be, that Abraham his race should see countless as sand on the seashore, blessed by their God forevermore. The promise that hath been of old to Abraham and his sons foretold, to kings and prophets dimly shown, his secret now he maketh known, the promised seed is come, and I, poor maid, by God am set on high.